The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 721.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, hello. Dana Wild here. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. As I said, I'm Dana. I'm glad you're here. And you know, if you want to feel good every morning, get a little jolt of happiness in your mailbox, build your business every day, then you're definitely going to want to check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter at danawild.com/mantra. Go check it out. You'll be so happy to get it in your inbox every day. So today we are going to talk about silencing the negative self-talk that goes on. We had somebody write in and just ask the question, how do I silence the negative self-talk in my head? So let's dig in. Let's start really digging into this in as many angles as we can, because, you know, we all got it. We all have those negative thoughts. It's going to be with us forever. It's called being human. We aren't just robots who walk around just, oh, happy and blissed out every single day. You're going to have some negative thoughts. You're going to have negative moments. You're going to have things that you run across that make you mad, or you feel upset about, or you get overwhelmed. I mean, this is normal human existence. And I totally understand how you feel. And I get, like, when it's going on, you want them to stop. And I get the feeling, like, even from the way you phrase the question, that maybe you're feeling like you have more than normal, or that you've got negative thoughts in your head for no apparent reason. And so the first point I want to make on this is I want to say, stop resisting those thoughts. The way you phrase the question, you're trying to silence those negative thoughts. You're trying to make them go away forever. You're trying to quiet them. And I feel this resistance, like you're trying to resist those negative thoughts. And anytime you resist something, it just grows stronger and more annoying. And so you might find it useful to just stop resisting those thoughts. And when you have a negative thought, like, notice it. And you might even literally say, like, in your head, like, think the thought, thank you for sharing. I hear you. You know, thank you. I appreciate that you shared that thought with me. Even if it's negative, thank you. So imagine you're sitting in a room with somebody and they give you a really stupid idea. You might not want to hurt their feelings, and you might say something like, well, thank you for sharing. That's nice that you shared that idea. Like, treat your thought like that, like this person who just came up with the dumbest idea ever. When you hear that negative thought, hear yourself in your head go, okay, thank you for sharing. Very nice. The other one that's useful along that line is, most of the time when we have a negative thought, it's many times not even our own thought. It comes from the culture. It comes from our upbringing. Maybe we had a parent who thought this way. And so one of the things I like to do when I have a thought that is just like, wow, that's so critical of me, or that's so not the way I am or who I want to be in the world having this thought, sometimes I like to ask the question, whose thought is this? Like, whose thought is this? This isn't my thought. I don't think like this. Where did this come from? And you'll see when you start to do that, or you make that a habit, that a lot of the thoughts you think, they really aren't even your own. They're just stuff that's been put there from the mucky muck that we're raised in and living in year in and year out, right? So on this line of stop resisting, then the next point is, you're not trying to silence the negative self-talk in your head. What you're trying to do is really be more aware of the negative self-talk in your head. So you're not trying to silence it. You're trying to be more aware of it. So you can even phrase that as a question. Just keep asking yourself, like, how can I be more aware of this negative self-talk in my head? Or give yourself a little mantra that says, I'm getting more aware of the self-talk in my head. Because awareness is the key. You're not going to silence it. It's not going to go away forever. Negative self-talk is here to stay. But you get better at catching it. You get better being aware of it. You get better of having its emotional impact. So it has no emotional power over you. You get better at dismissing it. It becomes easier and easier with practice, where the negative self-talk might still be there on occasion, but it's not there as often, and you don't notice it as much. It doesn't bother you as much, and it goes away faster. So point three, every time you're aware of negative self-talk, that's a good thing. So celebrate it. The worst thing is to not be aware of negative self-talk, because then it means it's happening and you're on autopilot and it's just going straight into your unconscious mind. So when you're aware of negative self-talk, that's the time to go, good for me. I just caught this. Oh man, this is so great. I'm awake. I'm aware. I'm busting this. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, and be done with it. Move on. So celebrate when you catch yourself. Don't beat yourself up that you've got negative self-talk. It's totally normal. Totally normal. Back in the day, way, way, way back in the day, when I was part of a group called Women for Social Justice, and we were radical, crazy women who would go out and get arrested on all these different subjects. And one of the things that one of my cohorts in that group used to say is, she'd say, do you know why they can sell so many books about having low self-esteem? And I would say, why? And she'd say, because we all have low self-esteem. That's why it's got such a billion dollar industry, right? So having negative thoughts is not a big deal. Be aware of them. Celebrate when you catch them. You're not on automatic pilot. You're doing great. So the next point I want to make, I think we're on four. Should we just say point four? The next point I want to make is that pretend like it's a science experiment. Take the emotional charge out of it. You know, don't make it about, I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm thinking negative thoughts. I'm bad. I've got these critical. I had a negative upbringing, so there is no hope for me. Like, take the drama out of it and just make it like a little science experiment where you notice a negative thought and you go, huh, that's interesting. Wonder where that one came from. Huh, that's interesting. Thanks for sharing. I noticed that. I'm glad I know that that's there now. I wasn't aware that that was still there. So thanks for sharing. Like, don't make it such a big deal when you have negative self-talk. Okay. Next point, soothe yourself. You know, if you're saying things to yourself that don't feel good, then be your own friend. Play both sides of the table on this. So you've got the negative thought, and it can make you feel a little crazy, I know. But after the negative thought happens and after you dismiss it, then soothe yourself like you would a good friend. Say things like, you know what, that's just not true. And I'm glad I recognize that now. And I'm really glad to be a brain trainer. And I'm glad I can feel good. And I like that I can focus on different things. And I like that I'm past that now. And say, I'm really bored with this voice. It's not interesting anymore. I'm ready to do something different. I'm already doing something different. I feel better. I like feeling better. I like who I am in the world. This is just really weird remnants that are shaking out. I like that the last of this stuff is shaking out. I'm glad to be aware. I like being aware and awake, right? So just soothe yourself and kind of get past it, right? Then the next point is, do that I'm getting so good at brain training mantra. Right? Tell yourself you're getting good at it. I'm getting good at this. I'm getting good at this. I'm getting good at dismissing this. I'm getting good at catching it. I'm getting good at feeling better around it. You know, right now you've got a story that's going on that sounds like, I've got negative self-talk. So the story is perpetuating the negative self-talk. So you say, I've got negative self-talk. Your reticular activating system in your brain says, got it. I'm going to make sure to notice more negative self-talk, and I'll make sure to help you generate more negative self-talk. And then you notice more negative self-talk, and then you go, oh man, I got negative self-talk. And then the reticular activating system, you know, you get the idea, right? So you, so switch that story and be the controller of your own brain, be the thinker in your own head, be the focuser on the thing that you want, and start just saying things like, I'm getting good at this. I'm really getting good at this. I'm getting good at dismissing this. I'm getting good at noticing it. I like being aware. I'm getting good at this. So that I'm getting good at this mantra is really, really a good one for a case like this. And then the final point is wash, rinse, repeat. All these steps over and 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 over again. And this is how it works. You do this for a while and pretty soon it gets easy and it gets better. And it gets where you catch stuff in a more fun way and you laugh at yourself more. There are lots of other tricks you can use to do this kind of catching and turning it around and finding different ways to soothe yourself. It's what the whole book that I wrote, Train Your Brain, is about. So if you want, you can go check out the book at danawild.com/book, and we'll give you 20 mindware experiments in that book, danawild.com/book. And you can find all sorts of tricks and tools that you can put in your tool belt to get better and better and better at this. This is what the whole game is. This is what we're all doing here, is figuring out how to create the lives we want by thinking in our own heads, right? Thinking in our own heads. And you are getting so good at this. You are getting better at it. Keep trying the things that we talked about here. Find different ones, whether it's in the Train Your Brain book or whether it's on your own or whether it's somewhere else. Find those things that work for you. Because when you start getting to be really, really good at this, it becomes such a fun, rich life. And you will forget the time that you ever even thought about those negative self-talk, those negative voices in your head, because they just disappear into the mist so easily. So I'm really glad that you've been a part of this show and that you sent in this question. And I'm really thankful for each and every one of you who listen in. I hope you are having the most awesome, amazing holiday season. And I will see you on the next show. Bye, everybody.